sports scene at 6. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Work has started and we can't wait for this because it's started. We have to wait no longer to restore part of the Cromford Canal near Langley Mill. I was down there at their open weekend couple of months ago. It was fabulous. Volunteers have spent 20 years planning and fundraising to redig part of the canal, and that's where Jack Timon is for us this morning. Morning, Jack.
Morning, Twiggy, from just off Cromford Road in Langley Mill. And I'm standing just towards the edge of a small industrial estate, very close to the A610 road bridge. After snaking my way past lots of buildings, you gradually creep towards the banks of the River Erewash. And water very much is my focus this morning, but not the naturally flowing river that is about 50 metres away from me. I want to be talking about canals. And when you think of the Cromford Canal, I reckon your mind goes to the World Heritage Site near the A6. Well, until being decommissioned back in 1944, it actually stretched all the way out here to Langley Mill. And volunteers from the Friends of Cromford Canal want to bring it back to its former glory and are working to recreate 0.8 of a mile stretch of the waterway. And I can see a digger has already been fired up this morning. We're scooping big bowlfuls of muck and earth and dirt out, and it's being tipped into a little tipper that is just being fired up as well. I can see Chris on the controls. He's reversing now and moving it to the other side of the site. Let me bring Dave Martin, who's the chair of the Friends of the Cromford Canal, into the conversation. Dave, morning. Could you just explain why on earth you actually wanted to recreate part of this historic canal?
Well, it's a world-famous canal, obviously going from the Erewash Trent Lock right through to Cromford Meadow. And it's a very interesting canal because it was built by Benjamin Artram and William Jessop back in 1792. And it's in two halves, the canal. So the first half of it from Cromford Road here in Langley Mill to Codner Park Rares is built in the first traditional style, where it goes in a straight line up the hill through locks. And when it gets to Codner Park Rares, it changes its system, so it's contouring. So it goes through the Buckley Tunnel, across the Bulbridge Aqueduct and round the side of the hill. So there's no locks in the last 10 miles, there's no locks. So down here there's 14 locks, up there there's none at all. And it was to save water, because if you haven't got any locks, it's quicker.
When it was built back in the 18th century, we wouldn't have had any big plant machinery that's like we can see in front of us right now. Yeah. What would it have originally been like where we're standing?
Well, this was obviously the Erewash Valley. So there's a sign actually in the caff down at Trent Lock, and it says about the lock. There's a lock just down the road here from here, Shipley Boat Lock, and it says no fewer than 100 boats may moor before 8 o'clock in the morning. So this was the highway of the day. This was taking coal from all over the Northern Erewash Valley and limestone from Matlock area down to Nottingham and Leicester. In fact, when this canal opened, the price of coal halved in Leicester.
Now, this has got a huge bit of significance to, I guess, the industrial fabric, not only of Derbyshire, but for the entire country. When we're recreating it, how long is it until it's going to be, well, as it was in the 18th century? We've started work in the past couple of weeks. When will we be finished?
Well, that's the big question. It's all about money. It's all about money, isn't it? Obviously, what we're doing here is preparatory work prior to building the canal, because there are waterways and culverts that need to be diverted so that we can build the canal over them, and that's what we're actually doing at the moment. So this is all being done by volunteers, which is amazing, really. So the planning permission and all this work that we're doing currently is all being done by volunteers. In the distance over there, you can see that line of trees in that building. That's where the current canal finishes. It's there. It's coming straight forward in a line, two locks up, round the corner and under that bridge there, and then going left over to Stony Lane. That's our aspiration, you know, but it's a lot of money. It is a lot of money.
Well, let's talk about money a little bit more and bring John Bark, who's trustee and treasurer of the Friends of the Cromford Canal, into the conversation. How much is it going to cost us?
I've got a clue, really, at the moment. The small work we're doing here now, contracts are going to charge nearly $80,000. And I think having volunteers, I think it's going to cost us 25. So, heck of a difference, really. I mean, I joined the Cromford Canal Society 12 years ago. And over the last 12 years, really, this is what the membership wanted. they wanted us to start. We've got 800 members, and they're really keen, and they're giving us a lot of support. And also, we've actually had a lot of grants as well. We had a lottery donated a welfare cabin to us. A lot of this work is being sponsored by another group. We've got a grant for that. So we're on our way, there's no doubt about it.
Well, that's what we like to hear. And without the important volunteers, we wouldn't see the digger and the dumper being manned. Twiggy, let me just move a little bit further round, and I can see those culverts that Dave was mentioning, and you can see they've been drilled right down, so it takes surface water off the top of the A610, which I can just about see if I glint into the sunshine. The water will run off there and be diverted back down towards another culvert that's over my back left-hand shoulder. But it's not going to be an easy job. It's not going to be a quick job. But what it's going to do is going to restore part of historic Derbyshire.
Certainly will. It's lovely down there, you know, Langley Mill, in that basin there. It's in the little lock keeper's cottage. It's idyllic.
Breakfast with Andy Twigg. BBC.